sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just $400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for being here. Well, folks, I'm very, very excited to have my next guest with me, and just in the green room just now, I'm even more excited to talk with her and have her share what I think are going to be some tremendous insights and help to you, my audience. She is a three-time graduate of the University of Michigan. She received a Bachelor of Science with chemistry degree in cellular molecular biology, a Master of Public Health in toxicology, and a Doctor of Dental Surgery. She's an international lecturer, an aesthetic restorative dentist, founded the Washington Institute for Dentistry and Laser Surgery in the Washington, D.C. metro area. It's a private practice institute focusing on technology and interdisciplinary smile reconstruction within facial, neurological, and skeletal coordinates. And she is sought after as a speaker all over the world. And it is my honor to present her here on the Chosen Generation radio program, Professor Claudia Kotka. Professor, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. My privilege and honor to be invited.
Well, there's a lot for us to get into and a lot to unpack that's happening, obviously, in the world of pharma. I know that you, part of what was sent to me is that you've talked about a little bit about our injection problem, the recent release of the FDA and Pfizer documents. I'm sure that you are aware of what has been widely discussed by a number of esteemed doctors is now being proven out through this FOIA Act and that. But we also have a major opioid crisis in our country, because in many instances opioids are used where other alternative, and you were talking to me about this in the green room, where other alternative options could be used. I'll leave it to you. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I'm happy to start wherever you feel that it's most imperative for your audience to hear. I, of course, come from the, first and foremost, I'm a clinician at heart and practice. And so my interest is also to render to my patients in the most effective and efficient way possible and comprehensive way possible an impactful approach of therapeutics that reach far beyond the head and neck, which is the specialty that I focus on. As a toxicologist and public health expert, of course, I've had to extend by default into the aspect of ramifications of how therapeutics innovation essentially compartmentalizes as well as interacts with the skin, with the clinical skill set to customize the renditions and the solutions for the specific patients that we treat. And so, although therapeutics are developed in laboratories and through FDA processes and regulatory processes in homogeneity or group-like settings, if you will, it is rendered and it's expected and assumed by definition that the clinician customizes that particular vetted solution to the particular patient and with precision implications of that particular patient's requirement or systemic profile requirement, then of course it's able to render much more expected clinical outcomes with much more profound effects. And that's really where the research, you know, gives us that knowledge that, you know, we have the privilege of I would say, seeking, right? Mm-hmm. Based on the inkling or the inherent intrinsic nuance of that we have within us, and that's God's wisdom to pursue things that are valuable and that are real and that, you know, reflect physiological demands, whether as opposed to synthetic or circumventing type of demands, which or solutions which are not as ideal or does not match the mechanistic requirement that the physiologic function in full-fledged, I would say, manifestation requires.
Which essentially is when man attempts to try to play God with mRNA and things of those nature, you run the risk of having potentially significant problems and significant issues, and you're talking about means by which God has already given us to enhance health and healing and wellness.
Exactly put. So most recently, for instance, my recent lecture last weekend was on a research platform for the American Dental Association research, basically highlighting that with every therapeutic or I would say solution, clinical solution, there is renditions of course, therapeutic outcome that depend on the liability that solution brings with it. And therefore there is, if I can categorize largely, innovation processes or innovation discoveries can take either the collective of, you know, discovery of, you know, that really, I would say, accentuate more the ego or the ambition and the passion of the individual, does not have the incorporated design of function that right. is ideal. And as clinicians, we are required, I think we are the only vocation outside of priesthood that requires us by oath to put our patient's interest prior to ours. And so by definition, we have to, yes, exactly. We have to keep in mind the end goal of the discovery process. So there are solutions and that have been, or discoveries, if you say, if I can say that in the sciences, that are wonderful trophies of discovery, but they're not one and the same as with the end goal in mind of the optimal thread. So there's only one mechanism, if you will, of functionality, right? The kidney, the joint, the temporomandibular joint, or any other organ is meant to function optimally in a particular set of parameters. Right. We cannot modify those parameters, just like right. we cannot modify laws of gravity, etc.
And unfortunately, you know, we might reflect back to, you know, movies about, you know, the mad scientists or what have you, or I think about, what was it, The Island of Dr. Moreau. But in reality, from some of the specialists that I've had on, virologists and things of that nature, they've essentially concluded that there are those that are out there that are essentially experimenting on humans, and that seems to be what this new FOIA request by the FDA now and Pfizer through this FOIA request have essentially told us, that we were the experiment. We were the ones they were experimenting on, and that seems to me to fly in the face of what you are lecturing about, which is the ethical behavior, the ethical standard, the ethical necessity for someone who is practicing, and it is practicing medicine, should be adhering to.
Right. So there are two things here that I'd like to comment, if I may.
Yes,
I'm
going
to start with the easier one. So since 1993, when I joined University of Michigan, because I was there for 10 years, two different programs, and it was a wonderful blessing to be there, I have to say that gain-of-function research had already been, you know, well and established in the laboratories. That said, there are certain nuances, but again, limitations. You know, the data and the expense of research discovery is, again, defined by the logic that is applied.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there is the curiosity of the internal, I would say, perhaps, you know, carnal, or perhaps a different, you know, self-oriented pursuit that can tangent off. And we know, you know, mathematics proves this, right? Even an increment of right or, you know, to the right or to the left, you really become a tangent. And there's no such thing in this world, unfortunately, for some individuals who want to circumvent it, that there is a zero, I would say, impact. You're either on the positive or the negative. Zero has,
right,
by definition, a very zero, you know, no impact allowed.
Well, there's no movement. There's no movement that we make. Pardon my interruption. I'm sorry, doctor, but there's no movement that we make that is done in isolation. In these kinds of environments, there's a ring. It's like throwing a pebble into a pond. There's outer rings that are going to impact somewhere in that pond when that pebble hits. I teach my kids. I've raised my five kids to understand that their actions are not done in a vacuum, and they need to be thinking about that. When they act, whatever it is that they're doing impacts some other life around them. And, you know, not to be afraid of that, but just to use wisdom and proper ethical approach when they make those decisions.
Absolutely. And while this is a spiritual and emotional and, of course, social level of coordination or organization, if you will, this actually is also happening at the micro levels and the nano levels,
yeah,
and the atomic levels. You know, that's physics, for instance, or mathematics, for those of us who are keen and being blessed to pursue the understanding of and to actually participate in that type of discovery, to recognize that there's actually the same laws that apply. So
right,
there are laws in the world that, you know, that transcend the physical, tangible components, and we, you know, humans have a lot of experience, you know, and movement in that axis. But to be more specific to your comment earlier, which mm-hmm. is the second part of my point, regarding to the beta testing, if you will, you know, these, some things are of, first of all, they have to just be referenced here in the discussion as a premise or assumption. The corona the corona collection of family viruses have had a lot of attention, just like other viruses, including the syncytial respiratory virus or the influenza virus, etc., in terms of vaccinations for, you know, for decades. This is not anything new. As a matter of fact, even the patent references for all the vaccines references early filing of application in 2017. Mm-hmm. And if you go back into the more, you know, deeper books of the research activities, of course, this family of coronas had a lot of attention and has been an ongoing interest. That said, the type of rollout, and I would say the forceful restrictions, you know, it didn't make, first of all, theoretical sense based on what we know of fundamental core of microbiology, cellular molecular biology, chemistry, virology, immunology, etc. That has also been proven in public health acts as a theoretics and also been accentuated by research for the past 2-3 decades.
Right.
And so, you know, there is a surprise, I would say, for me, a shock to see this type of push. Notion, for instance, of, you know, of adaptations of behavior from other, let's say, territorial or geopositioned practices or behaviors like mask wearing. In Asia Pacific, I believe it was done for the past at least 10 years. And we know that they were not able to subside the epidemic themselves. And so when we look now to have something come and render from the laboratory to the human portal or the vector, we really have to be extremely, first of all, respectful of the parameters that are inherently and intrinsically incorporated with it. And that is physician customization at the patient level is a must. Therefore, they are the final by rendition of licensed practice to practice medicine with the license, because they've been given it, not other individuals who don't hold a license, and yet they make recommendations at the patient
hold
level.
Hold that thought.
This is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When I talk about the power of prayer, it's not the same as other people talk about the power of prayer. The power of prayer in the Bible is not that there is power in the prayer that was offered to God. No, no. The power of prayer doesn't even mean that the person who's doing the praying has power. No, 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 no. When we talk about the power of prayer, it is the power of God working in response to a wholehearted commitment in prayer. That's what the power of prayer is. Let me repeat that. The power of prayer is the power of God working in response to a wholehearted dependence on God in prayer.
Would you like to grow in your spiritual walk? Dr. Youssef is offering several free resources for you. Learn more at ltw.org. Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
Once you die, your eternal destination is just that, eternal. Hell is a forever destination. Do you know with absolute certainty you're not going to end up in this terrible place Jesus, the Son of God, talked about? Are you sure? One writer said, 5 seconds after you die, you will either be experiencing eternal bliss or you will be catching your first glimpse of unimaginable horror. Either way, your destiny will be irrevocably and eternally unchangeable.
You're listening to Dr. Robert Jeffress, Bible teacher on Pathway to Victory. For information and helpful resources, go to ptv.org.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm just going to say, I love having my guest on, Professor Claudia Kotka. And now, are you still a professor at Liberty University as well?
Yes, I am. Okay. I have that blessing as well.
Okay. I just was curious. I mean, which is wonderful. She's the founder of what's called IADR, which is the International Association. Hang on. I'm going to munch that, and I apologize. I had it up here earlier. Go ahead.
No worries. I'm sorry to interject. I'm not a founder, but I am a program chair for one of the groups that focuses on the group for pharmacology, therapeutics, and toxicology.
Okay, and it's the and the name of the organization is the International. Hang on, I've got it right here. International Association for Dental Research.
That's correct, and that's one of the most prestigious research platforms. I myself, as a student in dental school, have submitted very different aspects when I was a young student at the Stockholm, so it's a privilege for me to have, of course, had that privilege as well as participate later like this.
It's a privilege to have you on the program, and I'm just so appreciative of your willingness to come out publicly and just talk about these issues so that people can get educated. My goodness, you exude so much enthusiasm and energy and information, and I'm just thrilled to have you. So let's get right back to what we were talking about. Again, the couple of things that jumped out to me. One is there's the assumption, of course, that everything that is presented to the public has been through this massive vetting process. And so there's an assumption then that everything should be hunky-dory and safe and fine. And that's part of the concern that we have with some of what's taken place in the last year and a half. You were beginning to talk about the mask efficacy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, the mask efficacy, of course, has to be really rendered from a theoretic perspective. So the fundamental core values that we apply in sciences, just like, for instance, in the gravitational forces, they exist and we cannot defy them, in daily lifespan. There are certain fundamental core issues that have to be incorporated. From a mass perspective, as a surgeon, as a clinician, of course, I adhere to an absolute strict profile, but I have to say that I actually take on a liability every time I put on a mask. There is a decreased oxygenation, but I take that risk with in mind that I have contributed a positive outcome to somebody in an equation. And so now from a toxicology perspective, and this gets a little bit more technical, when we look at toxicology or toxicity or pharmacology or therapeutic index measurement, we always have to quantify the concentration, the mode in which it's being rendered, and the duration and the frequency. Because certain things can become toxic or more toxic, and less therapeutic at certain these variables, extrapolations, whereas in other extrapolative variables, they can become quite therapeutic. So we have to lose the logic. It's all logic dependent, and the optimal logic will actually rule in terms of the most optimal outcome, irrespective of the hurdles, if you will. And so when we were discussing earlier, I wanted to just mention that, you know, the new, I would say, vernacular or nomenclature that's used around custom precision medicine, it isn't anything new. It is not being introduced by digitization. This has been a practice that every single doctor or physician has practiced to their respective patients for centuries. We are just applying that particular, I would say, help or integration with a digital aspect, like, for instance, optical laser technologies, where optical laser technologies are much more intrinsically closer to physiologic processes because it's the modulation of light. And light as a particle and as a physical unit incorporates a lot of characteristics that I would say we take for granted, but they're incredibly compounding in terms of rehabilitation. Of course, they can cause also mass destruction. But that said, the comment on the mask, with respect to, let's say that the theoretics is being ignored, they're going to just go for correlational adaptation. We know that in the Asia-Pacific territories, they've utilized masks, en masse, for the past more than 10 years. And yet we see that they still have not been able to gain control over epidemics or renditions of outbreaks.
Right. Right.
And so we have multiple proof options. And what was that for me to see, you know, as a clinician here in the United States, the privilege of the research, the privilege of the expounding knowledge, and yet to adopt something that is so, I would say, incorrectly a position, and that has carried a lot of liabilities with that decision. But for purposes of, I would think, your audience might benefit from, is that when we look, for instance, in terms of the equivalence of what is coming to the individual in terms of information, one aspect of concern that has occurred is that clinicians were really taken out of the equation. And that is my point earlier when I mentioned the custom precision medicine. It's absolutely necessary for an individual to have the customization approach and the customization. As a matter of fact, even the laboratory bench or the FDA or the regulatory processes of which I've been a member, they actually assume that it's by requirement they are supposed to be customized for the patient specifically that is being seen. From the patient.
And that, of course, speaks directly to the idea of informed consent, where the physician tells the patient exactly what might be expected so the patient can inform the physician as to what the potential outcome could be. Back after this.
Getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
Once you die, your eternal destination is just that, eternal. Hell is a forever destination. Do you know with absolute certainty you're not going to end up in this terrible place Jesus, the Son of God, talked about? Are you sure? One writer said, 5 seconds after you die, you will either be experiencing eternal bliss or you will be catching your first glimpse of unimaginable horror. Either way, your destiny will be irrevocably and eternally unchangeable.
You're listening to Dr. Robert Jeffress, Bible teacher on Pathway to Victory. For information and helpful resources, go to ptv.org.
Jesus told his disciples, "Woe to you when all men speak well of you." That sounds odd. Why wouldn't we want everyone to speak well of us and to like us? Well, the rest of Jesus' words make his meaning more clear. "For so did their fathers to the false prophets." Jesus was saying that false prophets in the Old Testament told the people what they wanted to hear, and for that reason, everyone liked them. When true prophets spoke God's words to the people, they were usually attacked instead of approved. When it comes to approval, only one person's approval is really necessary, that of God Himself. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's approval on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the program from the Jim Price Show, the man himself, Mr. Jim Price. Jim, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Greg. It's great to be here. It's been a great year of successes in the world around us, except, wait, there's been other things that we have to worry about, right? The evil that's pushing back against us every day, trying to deceive us and trying to misdirect us. But no, it's been great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So now, are you, you were in Canton, Ohio for the Reawaken America tour. Is that still, I forget what dates Clay told me, that was just this past weekend, correct?
Well, I was, that was in Canton, Ohio. Okay. And then I went to San Diego, and then they're getting ready to have one in Oregon, up near Portland. And, I'm not going to be making that one because of currently in Florida, so I'll be in the West Palm Beach area tonight, tomorrow night. So I'm just trying to drop a couple little hints about where I may or may not be in the next few nights. Anyway, I got an invitation to go to a reception, so looks like I'll be having a quick conversation with the band tonight. So that'd be really cool.
Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah,
well, you're in the great state of Florida. I mean, I'm in Texas. We're trying, but we've got Gavin Newsom's dictator friend as a governor right now. And,
right.
And unfortunately, the Republican establishment couldn't figure out that they needed to, get rid of this guy. But at any rate, yeah, we're going to keep fighting the good fight here in Texas.
Isn't it sad that you see that within a guy that really kind of flip-flops around, where he could be something really amazing? He could really go out in front and be that true servant leader that does amazing things for just for everybody. I mean, if we're talking about the bottom to the top, but yet, these agendas, you see these agendas, and once you start seeing them, you can't unsee the evil that they're doing. And you have to be aware of it. And then you have to make others aware of it. And in this time when we're trying to be the right people at the right time and make sure we're not, you know, sore winners or sore losers, you know, we're doing the right thing. When we see these things going on and we're so off balance with so much misinformation, when a guy like that could just be pushing us forward in the right direction. You know, I'm from Kansas. I've got Laura Kelly, who's from New York, as a Kansas governor. And I'm watching her do things that are actually not as bad as what I see see Abbott doing.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of confused in a way. For me, it throws me off balance because I see liberal Laurel Kelly in here in Kansas doing things that I would expect Abbott to do, but then Abbott does the opposite of her. So I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm part of the grassroots movement here in Texas, 360 right. leaders. And we sent letters to Abbott for 6 years, and he responded to absolutely not one of them, Jim. He ignored
us. Not even the courtesy letter that just kind of like, hey, thanks for sending me a... You can't even bother to have your assistant drop something. That is... Well, and again, that shows you where his heart is at, right?
Absolutely.
Where is his heart? And it defines him as a man... The servant leader part of him obviously isn't there, because if you can't bother to drop a simple letter or make it a purposeful action, say, hey, can you drop them a letter? Because he doesn't have to do it. He can have someone else do it and still make it look like he did it.
Yep.
But yet he didn't even bother. That's that right there. Now, again, there are gatekeepers that keep certain things away from him. I get that. But at the same time, it's not about him being great. It's about him being a great servant. And that means he's got down to get down in the blood and the mud of things that really do the right thing.
Well, and when you seeing what people see is, oh, well, he's building the wall. Like, don't you see the, well, except that for 6 years, he refused to lift a finger. And everything that he did was just nothing more than a facade. There was nothing actually behind it. It was just a facade.
Is he up for re-election? Has he got a re-election coming up? Or what's he doing?
No,
is that why he suddenly wants to buy the spare parts and start putting the wall in?
Or
act like he's going to put a wall in?
We just had the primary, and Chad Prather ran, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West ran, a guy named Don Huffines ran. There were about four or five guys. Several of which I think could have, you know, would obviously do a much better job than him. And I think I voted for Alan West, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I think Colonel West would have done a great job as the governor of Texas. But unfortunately, he won. It's what's challenging is when you look at the results and how much he won by. In areas where I know that these other candidates had massive support and large turnouts when they showed up in these areas, and yet you have results that say that Abbott won like 70% of the vote in that area and Alan West got 13%. But
no, come on.
See, I mean,
that doesn't make sense at all. That should have been a real neck and neck race without.
That's like saying Joe Biden got 80 million votes.
Speaking of our potato in chief, and potato in chief is a play on words on two words, one pedo, but other one potato. But anyway, the potato in chief, you know, you got to look at this guy and you got to realize that it's got to get bad before people understand what a safe harbor Trump really was. And I think we got the currency reset coming up. The International Monetary Fund is talking about those things. I think we see that the Rockefellers, the Federal Reserve, are talking about this. So here's the thing. If it's got to get worse, we got to see more evil. It worries me. But, you know, the idea that we got a guy who supposedly is this popular, but he's this horrible. I don't know if it's a life lesson we're all having to get with the wet fish in the face to say, hey, wake up. You know, it really is this bad. But I apologize. I didn't mean to get off on that guy.
No, you're good.
But yeah, he is not. He is a horrible, horrible example of what, you know, what we really are up against here. Did you see the sheet that they had when Biden was in Ukraine? And supposedly there was a military presentation. Did you see the wall behind it is actually wrinkled because it's actually a sheet? It was actually a piece of drapery that looked like a wall.
No.
Did you see that?
No, I missed that. I missed that. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, there's so much that I think it's going to have to get a little bit worse. I say a little bit, I'm trying to be kind. I think we're going to really have to see things kind of collapse so that we can get people to see what a safe harbor liberties and freedoms really look like. And a guy like Alan West would have been amazing to be that guy in a transition in time. But then it bothers me to say that if you're saying that Abbott won by 70% or had a 70% turnout on his vote, that bothers me. Then is that how much of a finger on the scale they really have in these voting machines or stuffing these ballots? Because it doesn't make sense. Because I've been to events and I've spoke at the events with Alan, and he has a great turnout. He has a great message. Yep. And yet to say that Abbott's not a charismatic guy. He really isn't. He's not. He doesn't make me feel like he's doing anything for me. And I know I say for me. I mean, for America, because he is a governor, so he does affect a lot of things in our world.
Yep.
I mean, what is it that he's doing that's so amazing, other than really kind of pandering? Almost sounds like a Mitt Romney, doesn't he? He kind of does things on both sides of the aisle that you really seem weird. Yep. I only half impeached Trump. I only voted for one of them. You know, like that kind of Mitt Romney speak, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's really crazy.
Yeah.
Good.
No, I'm with you, Jim. I agree wholeheartedly. Well, that's why I actually just had a piece published at the Daily Torch. Rick Manning, my friend, published it. It's called "The True Root of American Conservatism," and it speaks to the fact that, you know, this is what we're missing, Jim. We're missing God, because God was put up on a shelf by conservatives. And those of us who tried to talk about biblical values as a foundation for our foreign policy, as a foundation for economic policy, as a foundation for, you know, why you put people to work, as a foundation for why it's important to have a family structure that consists of father, mother, and children. Why are those the basic, you know, fundamentals of society? Well, because they are a part of a biblical worldview. And conservatives have said for years, no, you don't understand, Pastor Greg, those are social issues. We're about personal responsibility, and we're about limited government, and we're about fiscal responsibility. Well, where do you think personal responsibility, fiscal responsibility, and a limited government originates from?
Christian morality, right out of the Bible.
It comes from God as the one. I mean, this is the same question that our revolutionary founders were asked by the pastors in the Great Awakening. Who's going to be your king? Is it going to be George, or is it going to be Jesus? Who are you going to choose?
Well, the Constitution is based off of Christian morality. I've read a lot of doctoral thesis on the actual Constitution, where these people are constitutional experts and have a doctorate in it. And I've read their thesis, and every one of them all come down to the same conclusion. You have to have Christian-based morality understanding to understand the Constitution.
Yep.
And that's why people that don't have that don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand the simplicity and the amazing amounts of wisdom in those little lines in the Constitution that talks about, you know, all political powers inherent in the people. All free governments are founded on their authority. See, we don't talk that way because they told us not to. They told us not to learn the Constitution. They told us dry and cumbersome and don't worry about it. But if you remember, there was a time when King George sent over an ambassador to find out why they couldn't keep the colonists in line, why it seemed like they just could do what they wanted. And the ambassador came over, spent time here, and went back and reported back to the king and said, listen, the reason you cannot control them is because they know the law. And the first thing that the children at their kitchen table learn is the law.
Amen.
They learn the Constitution, and they know how to protect themselves and know what their rights are. And that's...
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let's see real quick. Tomorrow on the program, Michael Morris is with us, Free Speech America. Darren Gerdes will be with us tomorrow as well. We'll take a deep dive into Zelensky. David Shostokas, our constitutional expert, is with us. And then Rick Manning, co-host with me tomorrow. And Scott Uhlinger, who was on as our very first guest today, will be back with us tomorrow. Scott is a former CIA station chief who was stationed over in the former Soviet Union right after it broke up. And of course, my background was as a Russian linguist during the Cold War. So we'll talk with you about some of that history. And there's a lot of what's called Russian disinformation. I encourage you to get there's a DVD. General Pacepa, who is the highest ranking Romanian Soviet officer that ever defected,
And his book, Red Horizon, is what Ronald Reagan referenced as the book that he used to take down the Soviet Union and to understand Gorbachev. And he then they followed up with a book called Disinformation, because he saw how the American public was being deceived by so much of what he had created when he was the officer in charge of their disinformation campaigns. It's really quite enlightening when you overlay what we're hearing by understanding that. We can talk about that a little bit, Jim, if you'd like. Sure you've got some thoughts with regards to what's happening over there in the Ukraine.
Well, if you look at Zelensky, and he shows up in a worldwide Zoom call, which shows that it's like a level of a 12-year-old here, but he shows up in a Zoom call with a T-shirt on with some logo that doesn't really reference to any type of brand, but yet he's supposedly talking to all these world leaders. He's got a T-shirt on. He's so entrenched in all this, but he looks like he's in a, you know, in some shelter, like he's in the last days of World War II, and he's, you know, putting out his SOS to the world. I mean, we are seeing so many shiny objects and so much misinformation that I watched MSNBC in my hotel room last night, because I don't like watching it at my house. I don't like bringing it in, but every now and then I'll flip it around when I'm out of town. And I looked at what they were saying and the lies, and then we have them using video game footage for the different things going on. I mean, it's ridiculous that we see these different film footages, we see the hysteria, we see all this, but then I think what we're going to find out, and I know I'm jumping around a little bit because there's so much to talk about what's going on in Ukraine, I think we're going to find out there's going to be a section of the population that's not going to be accounted for, and they're going to say they were refugees that went to other countries. But my problem with it is I think that there's something else going on nefarious in Ukraine and with the human trafficking, other things that really, really bothers me. I think there's got to be some truth, but I think we are finding out that, like, the bio labs, the pharmaceuticals, the different things that are going on in there. I think a lot of the truths are coming out, but who brought this to us? President Trump did. Remember the Ukrainian phone call? It suddenly put all this stuff out in the forefront when we started learning so much more about the Ukrainian phone call that had, you know, Nancy Pelosi had to impeach on bended knee. She asked God what she should do. So in reality, we're actually seeing all these things kind of in the past, setting us up for the future today, saying, look, Ukraine's a mess. Ukraine's a problem. We should be fixing this. And now we've normalized that conversation.
And you know, it's interesting because I don't think that there's an argument about the corruption that was taking place. But some of the things that I've seen indicate there are people who believe that Zelensky was put into office in 2014.
Well, see, again, but we were in there messing with it. We were touching that.
But Zelensky wasn't put into office in 2014. Poroshenko was put in 2014. I've got a pastor who's on the ground he's 28 miles outside of Kyiv.
Right.
10 miles from him, the Russians came in and they killed the people at the checkpoint, and they murdered the pastor of the church.
Wow.
Okay. He has been driving to go pick up aid and then going and dropping aid off. He's been staying in some different churches and having to stay in his own. His mom lives in Russia. And he had to send her video of what it was that he was experiencing on those drives in order for her to believe that Ukraine was actually being bombed.
Right.
Because because what she sees is what's on Russian television. And Putin has created a new Iron Curtain.
Right. Well, wasn't the Ukrainian election and how things kind of went together very similar to how Venezuela went? Where the person who was actually supposed to have been there, it wasn't there, but someone else was? I mean, isn't that kind of the same scenario? Are we looking at the same idea?
I don't know. Here's what I, with regards to Zelensky and talking to Pastor Vitaly, my friend who's been over there, he is Ukrainian, right. and he and I have been in relationship since 2014. In speaking with him, what he said is that Poroshenko had come in replacing the Putin puppet in 2014, because the guy who was there from 09 to 2014 was in fact taking his orders from Putin and from Moscow.
Right.
The people of Ukraine were tired of the corruption and didn't want it. Poroshenko was voted in, and he was supposed to get rid of the corruption. He didn't.
And what, so, did we get a different head of a different snake with Zelensky as opposed to what was the Putin puppet, but now we got a different puppet?
Is Zelensky
really on the right side of things?
I think, you know, remember that President Trump supported Zelensky.
Right.
Zelensky and Trump were the ones that had the conversation. Zelensky did say, President Trump didn't say anything wrong. President Trump said that he wanted me to work on the corruption, which is what I said I was going to do and I'm trying to do. Here's the problem. Right. The problem is that Zelensky, and it's worse, it would be as though here's President Trump trying to eliminate our deep state. And we know there were probably I've talked to Navarro about this. I've talked to Meadows about this. I've talked to Paula White about this. There were probably a half dozen to a dozen people around President Trump that actually were on his team.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That is it.
And the establishment and all the regulars were just everything against
him. Oh, the State Department was against him. CIA, the FBI, they were spying on him. Now we know. Every other element of the government. Mark Morgan was on his side. Tom Homan was on his side. But, you know, and so imagine if Mexico were an actual world superpower sitting there. And they were the ones giving the help to the deep state here in the United States. Imagine how much more difficult it would have been for President Trump in light of what he fought without that. That's what Zelensky is fighting. Zelensky is fighting Putin and the KGB and Moscow. Moscow has been at war with the Ukrainians since 2014. Since they took Crimea, and they've been using a Cold War, and they've been using disinformation and so on. So Zelensky's on an island, really, in his government, is how I see him. And then he is surrounded by mass corruption and all kinds of people doing things that, you know, he has no idea about.
Right. Well, and that's the problem is now, I mean, you've got, it's such a soup of things, right?
Yep.
Who is really on the right side? Who is really the bad guys? And then the thing is, how do we know where Zelensky's really going to end on this whole thing? Because the problem is if he's being threatened or manipulated, do we know that, I mean, there's too many moving pieces, right? Because you do have the deep state, even over there. You do have the deep state here.
Yep.
And then you have the media.
Yep.
I mean, if they're all doing their own narrative, how do we actually get the barometer of what the truth is?
We pray.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.